Okay, today we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Gittin, and today we are learning parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. I may be get Beretz Yisrael. If a person is bringing a get, a shliach is bringing a get within Eretz Yisrael, ain't a tzarek shiom refani nechtam. So as we can deduce already from the Mishnahs that we learned, you don't need to say refani nechtam refani nechtam, because you'll always find she'eros mitzuyos. There will always be people available to verify the authenticity of the edim that are on the get. Im yesh alav orim yis. And if anyone has a taina that this get is forged, just do a regular kiyum shtaros, what you would normally do by getting people to be mekayim the authenticity of the edim that are on the get. Hamevi get me medina siyam v'ini yachalom v'fani nechtam v'fani nechtam. If a person brings a get from medina siyam and he's not able to say b'fani nechtav or b'fani nechtam, meaning he, let's say, is just unable to speak, he's a cheresh, so he delivers the get, but he couldn't say anything, so he's unable to share that b'fani nechtav u b'fani nechtam, or if he it just wasn't true. He was there when the get was written, but was not there when it was signed, or something like that. So he's unable to say the magic words. So there is another method of kiyum haget, and that is the classic method of kiyum haget, which is through edim. Just get edim who can testify that they recognize the signatures that are on this get. Moving along to Mishnah Dalid. So echad kiti nashim v'echad shuchre avadim. Both when it comes to a get that is. Megarish an isha and a shtar shichur that frees a slave, shavu l'malach l'mevi. They have the same halachos when it comes to bringing them from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siam and vice versa. The person bringing the get or the shtar shichur needs to say b'fanei nichtav u b'fanei nechtam, because they have the same concerns that someone is going to come and claim that it's a forgery. So you need to be able to authenticate it, and it's not she'eros mitzuyos. So you're not going to easily be able to find shnei edim to authenticate. So we give this special ne'emanus to the shaliach to authenticate it. V'zu echad min hadrachim she'shavu gitei nashim l'shuchurei avadim. And this is one of the ways that gitei nashim l'shuchurei avadim are similar to each other. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that someone who brings a get in Eretz Yisrael does not need to say b'fani nechtam, and therefore, if there's any questions about the authenticity of a get, we do a regular kiyum shtaros. And if someone brings a get in Medina Siam and for whatever reason is unable to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, so once again we do a regular kiyum shtaros. And then in Mishnah Dalid we said that kitei nashim and shechurei avadim both require b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. Because this is one of the similarities between Gitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hei.